State law requires that municipal governments adopt a comprehensive plan and periodically make updates to it as needed. The plan is supposed to outline a vision for the community in the coming years. Scheinberg Associates has helped prepare the last two comprehensive plans for Skagway. Barbara Scheinberg is the principal planner for the consulting firm. She says the first step is to analyze the current state of the community before defining goals and priorities.
Our job is to kind of topic by topic sort of identify what are the current conditions with regard to, say, economic opportunity or housing or recreation. What do we know about what the future looks like or is likely to look like? What are some of the opportunities and challenges that the community has in order to grow?
Scheinberg says while the comprehensive plan is not a binding document, it is supposed to be used to guide the Planning and Zoning Commission and other decision-making bodies.
One of their questions when they make their findings is this proposed development in concert with our comprehensive plan? Another way that I've seen it used a lot is when assemblies have their like annual retreats. A lot of times they look at where's the list of priorities and goals from the comp plan and, you know, what did we get done this year and what are the top priorities for next year.
Scheinberg says so far her firm has met with the Planning Commission and distributed a survey to Skagway's elected and appointed leaders to get their perspective on the future of the city. This week, Scheinberg will host a work session with residents to discuss population and socioeconomic trends. She says in her research about the city, she has been struck by the recent population increase.
Right now, their population, their year-round population is about 1,088, and the projection for 2030 is over 1,200 people. What's happening is a lot of young people and young families are staying in town. The number of kids is really growing in the community, as is the number of seniors growing in the community. So each of those brings challenges and opportunities.
The work session is on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in the Skagway Library. To learn more about the comprehensive plan, visit skagway.org/2030. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.